Okay, we're recording. So this this is Anita Stewart reporting for Rock at Night, and we're here at the Poisonville Songs Project, and we're talking about the founder, organizer, creator of that project, Henry Wong. Can you tell me a little bit about the Poisonville Songs Project?
Well, it started about a couple years ago at a different hotel in Wesley Chapel, because that's the hotel that I work at full time. It was just kind of a fluke, because we do have like a manager's reception during the week, so I just figured, why can't we have like, you know, somebody come in and do some music? And the first artist that came was Ronnie Elliott.
Oh,
and
wow.
One of his songs and one of his records was called Poisonville, and for some reason it kind of fit, and we asked him for his blessings. He said, yeah, fine. So that's why it's called Poisonville Songs, and it kind of grew from there. It's kind of inspired a little bit from a little bit of NPR's Tiny Desk, as well as it's AV Undercover. They have like a where bands cover songs, and it kind of, those were kind of the inspirations. We don't do it at the Sleep Inn Wesley Chapel anymore. So this is our new space, the Ramada in Zephyr Hills, and we feature live music on a regular basis here.
So I know I've been able to catch up on a lot of the shows and concerts and stuff from Facebook, and you have a Facebook page as well, as you're pretty meticulous about putting out the Facebook event pages to let people know when the artists are coming and the dates. Is there anybody in the local area that you would like to have come that has not come yet?
Well, one would be Jerry X. We did contact her years ago. I never got a reply, so generally we don't try to stalk anybody. So if somebody's not interested, that's totally fine. Of course, like maybe Have Gun Will Travel, but I know they're a little bit on a different level now. They're on a major national level now. Mm-hmm. But there's just so much good talent around here. Like the Hummingbirds, I've never heard of the Hummingbirds before until I saw them on somewhere online. And Tampa Bay, especially St. Pete, Sarasota, really good music scenes.
And what is your take on the format here? Can you kind of let people know what the genre of music is that you're looking for artists?
It's kind of a selfish genre. Basically, it's whoever I like. We do it in a hotel, but we're starting to change our focus into making it the actual music spot. Like the lobby here, we call it the Blue Skies Lobby. And so that's how we kind of market it. And we're doing a lot more promotion to get people from the community and the general public to come in. And we actually have a show coming up February the 26th with Urban Pioneers. Mm-hmm. They're a band from Texas, and so they're going to be here. So we occasionally have some national people come by, but we're trying to get more people from the general public, and we got a full slate of shows going on up until March.
One of the things that's nice about this is it's a community endeavor, and people can come from all over to see these bands, and really it's no cover, no admin, no door charge. You do ask for donations for beer, wine, which is served.
It's just to cover the minimal expense.
Yeah, snacks and things.
And the donation,
like that.
There's no minimum. Whatever you care to donate is appreciated, but there's no cover charge, and the shows are totally free.
Now, is there any marketing also done of the artists after they do the show? Do you put up a video or?
It just depends. I mean, we do put up photos and a little recap of the show on our Facebook page, which is called Poisonville Songs Project. Sometimes we may get a video of them. We also do some unique things, but it just depends on the band. We've done private straight to video Facebook sets in laundry rooms. Last one we did was with Luxury Maine. It just depends. I think certain artists, more on the alternative side, that kind of fits the vibe. So we occasionally do wacky things like that. But generally, this is this is what we do, live music right here in Zephyr Hills.
And then my last question for you is, what are your thoughts on using music to draw community together?
Oh, I think that's great, because if you think about the true origins and the essence of music, it's expression and it's community. And I know music is a business too, and it's marketed, but the true essence of music and good music brings people together, and I think that's a good thing.
Well, Henry, thank you for everything that you're doing. We're going to be reporting this on rocketnight.com. And we really want to get more people out here to the shows and getting engaged. And what would you say to new artists? I had to throw in one last question. Should new artists contact you for a spot?
Sure, they can contact me on the message me on Facebook. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I mean, we love hearing from new people. I like discovering new things. And so, you know, if they want to message me, more than welcome to.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Everybody, please look for Poisonville Songs Project on Facebook. Make sure you like the page and subscribe to the events so you're able to know when the next show is coming up. Thank you.
Bye-bye. You.